Hi. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Sarah, and I am joined by Claire.
Hi, everyone. I'm drinking cider, so I have a drink this time. We are having, it's a success thus far.
Yeah, finally Claire is living up to our podcast name.
Sorry, I do poorly at shopping.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to buy vodka, but Trader Joe's hates me, so I'm still also drinking cider.
Here's a question for you. Do your grocery stores have hard liquor in them? Not in D.C., in Kansas.
In Kansas, grocery stores couldn't sell hard liquor. You had to go to Missouri.
Yeah, that's the same how it was in Texas. You can buy, wine and, stuff like that, but you cannot buy vodka at the grocery store.
Yeah, and there was a stupid rule. You couldn't buy liquor from the grocery store would have, wine and stuff. You couldn't buy from it after, you couldn't buy it on Sundays or, after 8 p.m. on a Sunday or something, absurd. Yeah,
something stupid like that and, very, very middle of the country.
Yeah, love the Midwest and South, I guess.
They're close enough to count as the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, putting aside our liquor store humor.
Aside from that, video games.
Listen, it was topical.
It was topical. We're always topical.
It's true. Okay, so I'm assuming this is mission two. I did not make a note of looking at what mission it was because I forgot.
It's mission two.
Mission two.
It's High Overseer Campbell, aka you get to murder High Overseer Campbell. That's just what it's called.
Don't get to murder High Overseer Campbell.
Okay, well, some of us got to have fun.
Some of us did not.
So once again, I was murdering people and Claire wasn't.
Yeah. It is really a much harder game if you are not murdering people.
Yeah, lol, have fun.
It really is so much harder.
I killed 43 people and I feel fine about it.
I killed two, and one of them was technically his own fault. He walked into his own trap.
He walked into your knife?
No, he literally walked when he had, a dog with him, and he literally walked into his own tripwire.
Alas. That's not on you.
That one was not on me at all. He kind of just did it on his own. But okay, so yes. We are Corvo. We've woken up from the void. We got all of our nice bone charms and our money that the outsider has left us.
Yep, all our nice presents from Corvo's boyfriend.
Exactly. And then we have to go find What's-Their-Faces. Havelock.
Loyalists.
Yeah, the loyalists. We gotta go find the loyalists. I overheard, when I was going downstairs, two of the maids were talking about how Samuel the boatman doesn't like to sleep inside because he was in the Navy.
I heard about that. They were like, I think it was Lydia was like, how does Havelock find these weirdos? And I was offended because I love Samuel.
Samuel is really nice. So he sleeps in a shack made out of an overturned rowboat outside. And it's he's so sweet. I love him so much.
I know. He's just a nice old man that wants to sleep in a boat. And you know what? That's valid.
He's so valid. Yeah.
Also, when I was, going downstairs, I finally, the first time I, didn't, snoop around very much because I wanted to go see the outsider, but I finally went and read all the books in, the common area, and there was the one that had the namesake for our show, so that's important.
Oh, yeah, the Drunken Whalers. It is, I was not aware of this. The Drunken Sailor song, the real song, is actually just as fucking morbid as the lyrics that I found.
It's, a little less murderous, but yeah, it's also kind of fucked up. I also looked it up because my mom told me about it earlier today.
My roommate was like, this is a song, and I was like, I'm aware, but yeah, the lyrics are what will we do with the Drunken Whaler? Feed him to the hungry rats for dinner, slice his throat with a rusty cleaver, stuff him in a sack and throw him over, which... What?
It's just very Dishonored.
It's so Dishonored. But, the actual song does also say stuff like that.
Yeah, it's sailors apparently just really love to murder, which, hey, who doesn't?
That's true. You can also find the book The Young Prince of Tivia.
Yes, I love The Young Prince of Tivia.
which is, like, I guess I would classify it as, like, a really, like, a romance play.
It's just super gay.
It's basically, like, a bodice ripper, but gay.
Yeah, and it's, like, a play, and I love to try to figure out who the fuck owns it in the Hound Pits pub, because it's, like, this shit belongs to somebody.
Oh, that's true. Who does own it?
Hopefully Lydia, I think. Lydia's the, like, kind of mean maid.
I do like Lydia a lot. Yeah, she wears, like a tweed jacket and a pageboy cap, so, like, she's a lesbian.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's probably hers.
Yeah, okay.
It's hers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, eventually you can go downstairs to the first floor of the pub, which is the bar, and Havelock will be like, it's time to murder!
Yep, he's super excited about it.
He's super excited for murder. Basically, he tells Corvo that it's time to kill High Overseer Campbell, which if you don't remember, and I don't expect that you do because I don't care about this man, he was the guy getting his portrait painted in the prologue.
He's super ugly and is bald.
Oh yeah, he is bald. And he is like the leader of the Overseers, which are like that military group. The religious military group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always a good combo.
Yeah, that's never gone wrong for anyone. So they say, or Havelock says that Campbell keeps a journal on him that will have clues to Lady Emily's location because she was kidnapped and you have to save her because she's a young child and we love her.
And in Havelock's mind, because you got to put somebody on the throne.
That's true. Havelock also mentions that they want you to find their ally, who is Overseer Martin, which I don't know why I need to rescue an Overseer, because I don't like them.
He's like, I guess, a quote-unquote sympathizer to the Loyalist cause.
I mean, he's less of a sympathizer and more of like a, he's just part of the Loyalists, like, he's there.
Yeah, he's just part of, he's just there. Sort of like, oh yeah, by the way, go save our pal.
Yeah. I used the heart on Admiral Havelock to hear his secrets. And the heart says, Admiral Havelock has killed whales and men for profit and pleasure.
So he's great.
He's lovely. The heart also says he tried to seize control of the military. This is a direct quote. Seize control of the military after the Empress. After she, the Empress was murdered. Which is one of those, like, nice little hints as to, like, the heart being the Empress's.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, whenever the heart gets, like, super confused, she seems to, like, have kind of know who she is, but also kind of not. And, like, it's good, actually.
It is really, like, I think, like, the writing for, like, the whole way the heart plays out is really exceptional because it's very, very subtle. But it's just so good.
Yeah, it's good. Also, if you feel like it, you can use the heart to go find a rune that's just, like, hanging out in the water.
Oh, that's right. And if you stay in the water too long, it's not piranhas, but they're basically piranhas, but hagfish will try and, like, eat you. Because nothing in Dunwall is good.
Nothing in Dunwall is good. The fish hate you. Just wait till you meet the river crusts, which suck.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so you can get that rune. You can also stop by Piero's and you can get, like, upgrades, which I didn't get any. I got sleep darts, which are darts that put people to sleep instead of killing them.
I bought bullets.
I did not buy bullets.
Yeah. You know, if you just want to kill people.
Yeah. And in Piero's, like, workshop, we talked about this, but you can, like, listen to his audiograph in which he wonders if the soul of a person lives on in the heart, if the heart keeps, like, mechanically beating.
Oh, shit, that's cool as hell. I didn't listen to that. Yeah.
No, I think you did because you mentioned this to me. But
I believe you.
Well, in this audiograph, he also mentions that the idea of, like, keeping a soul bound to a human, like, a dead, mechanically beating heart, very scary, and he had the idea in a dream, which you mentioned that the outsider had given Piero the idea for Jessamine's heart.
Yeah, I think I read that on the wiki. I think I never actually heard this audiograph.
So that's this audiograph. It's, like, very ponderous. Yeah.
Yeah, so Piero is also having weird fucking dreams about the Outsider, so that sucks.
Man, the Outsider, what a jerk.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. So then, oh, and you can also, before you start the mission, you can talk to Callista Curnow, who is a maid. She asks you to save her uncle, Jeff Curnow, which, if you don't remember the joke we made one episode ago, this is Geoff, the guy who was on the boat with you in the prologue.
Yeah, so Callista makes basically a very simple request of you to just save a guy who you're ostensibly friends with, and if you don't do it, you're gonna feel like an asshole.
Yeah, so she asks you, I think she says really specifically that Overseer Campbell is going to poison her uncle, who is captain of the City Watch. And then she makes, like, a really, like, I don't know, this line struck me, is that Callista asks Corvo to protect her uncle, since he used to do that before his current profession.
Yeah, that was savage as hell.
It was just, I was like, wow, okay.
It's like, you're not wrong, but also rude.
I know. So rude. So yeah, so then you can get in the boat with Samuel, whom I love, and he will take you to the distillery district down the river, which...
And you get to have a nice conversation with him.
Yeah, I did not write down what he says. What does he say?
I didn't write it down either, but basically he says, like... He kind of gives you the, like, lay of the land with the distillery district, which then gets translated into mission clues. But basically, he's like, there's a wall of light, and tells you what a wall of light is, which is basically, like, a fucking horrifying electricity fence that if you walk through, you immediately die.
It's as if there's, those, like, you can pretty much, like, walk through a door, but there's, like, little nodules on, like, the door frame that if you walk... And you walk through the door, it just fries you instantly. Which, like, the fuck? And it's, like, one of Sokolov's new inventions. He has, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah, to thanks, help Sokolov, for nothing.
And it runs on whale oil. So, like, your first task is to, like, get around one of the wall of lights. And there's, like, a little pop-up that tells you you can, like, play your own way. So you can, like, sneak through buildings or, like, disable it or, like... Do whatever you want, basically.
It's pretty easy to sneak around. Yeah. When you first walk into the distillery district, you are greeted by the lovely sight of a bunch of people throwing corpses off of, like, a bridge.
That's right.
And one of them is like, hey, one of these is still moving. And the guys are just like, whatever.
They just toss it.
It's fucking bad. Dunwall's bad.
Dunwall is so bad. And so this area is pretty much, like, there's not a lot of living people in it. Whenever your, like, little, like, cursor, I guess would say, scrolls over one of the people, like, the label they have above their head is survivor as opposed to civilian, which is sad. But yeah, this is pretty much... It's not a great place to live. No, it's not. And, like, all of the doors are, like, painted with, like, X's on them to be like, the plague was here, and it's not pleasant. So yeah, this is a pretty small area. It's like one main boulevard and some alleyways, pretty much.
Yeah, there's like a surprising amount of like random shit that you can do, which I especially noticed because the first time I played this, I missed all of it because I didn't understand how to play this game.
Yeah. So I think you said specifically you missed Granny Rags, didn't you?
Yeah, I missed Granny Rags because Samuel also explains to you who Granny Rags is, or he doesn't explain to you who she is, she's just like, there's some weirdo named Granny Rags, stay away from her, she's scary. Which she is scary, but you shouldn't stay away from her, because she has shit for you to do.
She's freaky as shit, though.
Yeah, I know. It's like, so if you, like, walk down the first street and kind of, like, turn right or something, there's a house that's, like, called, basically it's, like, Granny Rags' house, and, you can tell because if you try to open the door, it says, you need Granny Rags' key to get in there. And so the first time I played this, I saw that and was like, oh, well, clearly I need to find this key, and did not notice that there's, like, a balcony right above it that you can blink up to, and also I think you can just climb up there. It's, like, not that hard to get in there, but if you don't know how this game works, you just don't do it.
Yeah, and most importantly, Granny Rags herself is standing on the balcony tossing out her trash.
I know, I think I missed it, because I think I was paying attention to something else happening.
Yeah. So yeah, so you can like go blink up into the second floor of Granny Rags' house if you're not really opposed to trespassing, which we're not.
You better not be.
If you blink up to the balcony, you can see like Granny Rags' back as she walks away, and then she just turns into a puff of smoke and disappears, which is frightening.
She got some moves.
Yeah. There's also, in the second floor of this house, is an overturned rowboat, like, hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's a weird house. Also, this house was so dark. I kept, like, getting lost because I couldn't see what was happening.
Yeah, it's really dark in there. It's true. So, yeah,
Granny
so you Rags, can go...
get a lamp.
So you can go under the rowboat and down the stairs to where Granny Rags has just, like, magically disappeared to her kitchen downstairs. And if you talk to her, she asks, "Is that you, my dear husband?" Which, no, it's not, but...
But you don't deny it, so whatever.
And then she asks, like, and then you can hear some people banging on her front door, yelling things at her. And she's, like, really, like, pretty sweet about it. She's like, "Oh, they're so mean to Granny." It's like, if a little old lady asked you to get rid of, you know, some people who are punking her, I'd be like, "Yeah, sure." And everything she says is just, like, slightly unsettling. It's like not quite right.
Yeah, she says dearie a lot. Also, I really enjoyed, she's like, "Oh, they're the people banging on the door, my gentleman callers, but they're not as nice as the callers I used to get." And the objective marker also calls them gentleman callers, which I really appreciated.
And yeah, it says like, "Deal with Granny's gentleman callers," and I think that's so funny.
Yeah,
and she says, she like also talks a lot about like my little birdies, which is just so creepy.
Yeah, does she mean rats? I don't know what she means.
I don't know. I assume she means rats.
It's probably rats. Everything's rats in Dunwall.
There's no birds in Dunwall. Yeah, and so she says, "Take care of my gentleman callers and I will give you a special birthday gift." So you can just go open the door and take care of these people. I shot them all with sleep darts.
I shot them in the face with bullets.
Yeah, no, I did not do that. I shot them with sleep darts, and then Granny says, "Oh, thank you," and says, "Go upstairs for your birthday gift," and the objective marker for that says, "Collect your birthday gift," which is
so
funny.
That's so cute. Also, I think she says it's like, "Oh, I got it from the outsider, and now I'm gonna give it to you."
Oh, you're right. I think she does. So you can go up there, and it's a rune for you, so you can get that rune.
Hell yeah.
Pretty nice. Also, one of the guys who breaks in looks at you and mentions that outfit you're wearing must have cost a lot, and maybe he'll let his girlfriend wear it, which is so weird considering that, first of all, no one in Dunwall wears skirts.
You just want to mention that no one wears skirts all the time.
It's so funny to me. But yeah, so, world-building moment, there's no skirts. Everyone is wearing pants. Including, like, the Empress and Lady Emily. There's just no skirts. But it was just, like, a really weird thing to say, I guess. I was like, that seems, like, so out of character. Even though it's not, because Dunwall's shit, and this game is kind of sexist.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, I noticed there, if you use the heart on Callista, it's like, "Oh, she wanted to be a whaler, but she couldn't because she was a woman." It's like, hey, fuck you, I want women to be whalers in this world.
Yeah. But, it's just odd, I guess. It's like the impression of being like an equal world almost, because like, you know, the Empress rules and she doesn't have a husband, and it was perfectly okay for her to have a kid and like no one knows who the kid's dad is, and she did not get married, like that's all fine.
Yeah, and it's like, it's never brought up as an issue, and like no one ever like mentions that like Emily is like was born out of wedlock or anything.
No, yeah, it's not a problem literally at all. So it's like again, weird impression that it's like not super sexist, but then like didn't go beyond that.
Yeah, it's like then they just like continue to reproduce like everyday like sexism. It's like, you guys could have thought about this.
Yeah, I know. It like there were so many other different things this random NPC could have shouted like about Corvo's outfit. Yeah. So, after you can take care of the gentleman callers, and you can go to Granny's backyard, which has a shrine in it, and the outsider shows up at every single shrine.
Because he wants to visit you, because he loves you.
That's true. So the outsider shows up and is pretty much like, "Be careful, Granny Rags is cool as shit." don't fuck with her.
He literally is, like, talking about how scary she is.
He also mentions that, like, she used to be a noble, who, like, had tons of men, including an emperor, line up to marry her. And she ignored all of them and made a different choice. And do you know, so Rani Rags had a normal human husband, right? Or is her husband she's always referring to the outsider? Or does she just have two husbands?
No, so she, yeah, she definitely, she had a normal human husband. So one of the books you in the special version, right after you visit the outsider the first time, is, like, talking about Granny Rags, and it's like, oh, her name was Vera Morey. She was a noble. She, like, had a husband who she, like, it's like she, like, went on a, like, journey to Pandicia with, and, like, I guess found out about the outsider there. And came back and started, like, carving runes and stuff, and eventually murdered her husband and carved his bones into runes.
I forgot about the murder part.
Yeah, there was, don't worry, there was lots of murder. Granny Rags is fucking iconic because she murders men and wants to bang the outsider. And, like, really, who doesn't?
That's honestly so true. But yeah, so she's creepy as shit, though. Mm-hmm. She always, like, shows up and cackles. And after you talk to the outsider, who's, like, just, mostly he's just there to, like, talk up Granny Rags.
Yeah. Granny Rags is marked, right?
I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, so there's 7 people who have been marked by the outsider, is that right?
It's either 7 or 8. I think 8, including Corvo.
Okay. Yeah, so the outsider does not mark very many people. We don't know all of them. A couple, so Granny Rags is one, Corvo is one. The guy who killed the Empress is one.
Hey.
Yeah, Dowd, who killed the Empress.
Granny the Lonely Rags, Rat Boy.
And the Lonely Rat Boy, who, like, you only really get to read about in stories.
Oh, and Delilah.
And one, yeah, and Delilah, who's gonna be a major player in several games down the road.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, but so, like, there's, I can't remember if he, like, mentions it specifically, but, or if, like, that's all of them, but, like, he is very choosy. He does not mark a lot of people, and it, there does not seem to be any sort of, like, you know, reasoning to it. I think he kind of just does it because he's like, that'll be interesting, which, okay.
He's playing The Sims, basically, and The Sims is Dunwall.
He is playing The Sims with Dunwall, but also, like, it's not that none of these stories are interesting. It's more like, you know, like, assassins and people who get framed for murder are, like, pretty common.
That's true. I mean, I guess it's less common to be framed for the murder of the Empress.
That's true. That's true. That is a good reasoning. And, I mean, hey, we are super interesting, so.
So, yeah, thanks for noticing how interesting Corvo is, who, like, doesn't have a huge personality in this game, but whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then Granny Rags asks you, she says, thank you for taking care of the gentlemen callers who are members of the Bottle Street Gang, which is just a gang that exists on Bottle Street.
Yep, and they throw bottles sometimes and use bottles as flamethrowers. I hate it.
Well, Granny asks you to poison the distillery with rat guts because she's annoyed with them.
The distillery, not for alcohol, but for plague cure that they, like, water down and sell to people?
Yes. Yeah, elixir. They're selling cheapo elixir to people who presumably can't afford to get real elixir. But it is also, like, a normal distillery. It's like the Dunwall Whiskey Distillery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for some reason, you cannot just kill any normal rat off the streets to get these guts. You have to, like, specifically go to this house, like, 2 boulevards over, which is Dr. Galvani's house, to get this these rat guts, which is so inconvenient.
Yeah, but listen, you gotta rob Dr. Galvani. It's important.
It's true. You get a lot of trophies for robbing Dr. Galvani.
You get so many trophies for running Dr. It's like a running joke, and you get to rob him in every game. It kind of owns.
So, yeah, so I made my way over there to Galvani's house. on the way there, you can find, you can save this old guy named Griff, who's being trapped in a house by two gang members. If you save him, he runs the black market and will, like, open up a curio shop for you to buy things from, which is just convenient.
Yeah, it was super nice, and definitely another thing that I missed last time I played this game, because I think I saw him, but let him die. Sorry.
Great.
I didn't, excellent. It's like, I didn't understand, because it's like, if you've played these games before, you, when you see something like that happening, you're like, oh, I can intervene and do something. But I did not realize that the first time.
It's true, like, a lot of these, you can specifically, they want you to intervene.
Because cool shit happens.
It's true. So yeah, so then, so yeah, you can, I went in through the second floor, like, balcony door of Galvani's house.
No, I just went in through the front door.
I didn't because his, the entire front, like, the entire, road in front of him is full of guards, so I, like, hopped across the, lights, like, the street lights, so I could get in without being spotted. You, I'm sure, just murdered them.
Well, I knocked some of them out and just put them in a trash can, because there's these dumpsters, basically, or, like, they, I guess they can't be called dumpsters in this world, but there's, like, these trash cans that you can just throw people in, to hide bodies. That's, like, basically what they're there for.
It's basically there so no one will find your dead bodies.
Yeah, well, hey, some of them were unconscious, and probably they won't even get eaten by rats.
Yeah, that's a really awful thing about this game, is if you knock people unconscious and leave them on the ground, sometimes crazy sewer rats will come eat them, even though you specifically did not kill that guy.
And it counts as a kill on your kill count, so if you're trying to play the game without killing anybody, it sucks to suck.
And you do get a trophy for, like, it's like one of the rare trophies for playing the game without killing anyone. And this game does not, like, doesn't have a stat checker the way, like, the rest of them do. So you can't check to see if rats have found an unsuspecting body you knocked unconscious and ate. So...
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That super sucks.
It so sucks. It's awful. Because Dishonored 2 has a stat counter where you can check how many, like, how many people you've killed.
I've also never tried to do this game without killing anybody because I'm a baby and that's hard.
I've not done this one, but I did do Dishonored 2 without killing anyone. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, back to Galvani's house.
Yeah, so you break into Galvani's house, and I just killed all the guards on the bottom floor, rip.
Yeah, he's a scientist who's studying the rat plague, which is very convenient.
He's a natural philosopher, excuse you.
Yes, I'm so sorry. He's a natural philosopher studying the rat plague. So you can find, like, a book on the rat plague, which says that, like, rodents are immune, but pass it along to other rats. He also mentions rat blood specifically, so it does look like rats themselves are the carriers, but I don't really, I think people are still eating rats, so I don't know what that means.
I guess maybe if you like, kill it, it's fine. Or I guess everyone's just starving, so they just have to do it.
Maybe they're assuming that, like, it's like when you boil water and it's like, yeah, if we just burn the rat, it's fine. The disease won't still be there.
That seems fair. I'm a scientist. I know things.
That seems like the sort of thing, like, a largely undereducated working class and people living in the slums would think if they had no food and could only eat rats.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also listen to an audiograph on the plague rats talking about how the plague rats are a lot bigger. And they come from Pandysia, which is the Africa of this world, I guess. And the rats have only been in the city for 5 to 7 years, which Galvani thinks means it wasn't a natural migration, that the rats were introduced on purpose.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I wonder if, like, a foreign power or something did this? Like, maybe this was an attack on Dunwall?
He's so close. He's so close to being right as shit.
He was, yeah, this, like, I had never listened to this stuff before, and I was just like, man, like, now I feel bad for stealing all this guy's shit. Like, he was onto something here.
He was so onto it, and he was trying to find a cure. I was like, I do feel, like, very bad about the fact that I stole everything from him.
Yeah, well, it's his fault for putting his safe code in his journal, because it's,
yeah, he wrote it
in his safe code in every game is the date of the best day in his life, which was meant when he met Anton Sokolov.
That's not the date code. That's not the safe code of the second one.
It's the safe code in Death of the Outsider.
It's definitely not the safe code in the second one because it's the first safe in the second one, so it's 451.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so he's dumb as shit. He writes his safe code, like, on the chalkboard, too. Yeah.
Yep, he's a dumbass, but oh well.
Yeah. You can also read a really interesting book on, like, it was, like, a report of a banned pamphlet written by this guy who wanted to stop whale trading and, like, save the whales, which my new favorite guy.
I love that guy.
His name is, like, Picotti or something.
Save the whales, everybody.
Yeah, and he's like, what if we didn't hunt whales and destroy our, you know, natural, like, the natural way of life?
Yeah. And the Dunwall is not very nice to environmentalists.
No. And the Dunwall Trade Commission was like, no. Which, like, I guess I understand, because it literally is the core of their economy. If you stopped hunting whales, they would literally have nothing.
Karnataka uses wind power. They could build windmills. Like, this is a fixable problem.
That's true. And Empress Jessamine should have fixed it.
Yeah, I guess she was busy with the... Okay, they get a pass because there was a literal plague happening.
That's true.
So maybe it was next on the list after make sure everybody doesn't die of the rat plague.
Yeah. You can also... So, Dishonored is so, so good about giving you hints. They will give you, like, 8 different hints to make sure you know what you're next doing. So you can, like, read a note written to the maid that says, don't touch my bookshelf. And you can find a letter written to Galvani that says, you should not be hiding away practicing your science in a secret room behind a wall of books. And, like, a bunch of other shit. So you can have, like, 4 different hints that tells you that you can go over to the bookshelf and pull a book and open up a fake room behind the bookshelf to get your rat guts. Yeah. Again, I don't know why you couldn't just cut open your own rat, but...
Well, Corvo probably doesn't know, like, shit from fuck about, like, rat guts. Like, maybe what if it wasn't a plague rat?
I mean, I feel like you could just get a lot of fucking rats.
Yeah,
and just toss a whole rat in there.
Well, okay, and so there's also a room downstairs in Dr. Galvani's, like, place that's, like, a room full of rats that I guess he was keeping. And you can find a little journal note that basically they were getting fed corpse parts.
Yeah, and also, let me be clear, this is not, like, a laboratory. The rats are not in cages. This is literally an enclosed room with the door closed, and all the rats are just scurrying around on the storage floor.
Yeah, it's right by the kitchen.
It is so bad.
It's, yeah, not great to Galvani.
No. You can also find, like, a book on the 7 scriptures of the Overseer. And the one of them is Restless Hands, which is pretty much, if your hands aren't doing honest work, they will become evil, do violence, and steal. So don't do that.
So capitalism is good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can also find a book on, like, the protocol of disease practices, which says black magic won't help you. And, like, you can find a book that a traveler wrote about traveling to Morley, in which he really fucking hates Morley.
Yeah, he's like, hey, in this book I'm gonna talk about how every festival they have is bullshit. It's like, damn, dude, what do you got against fantasy Scotland?
He also says really specifically that he wonders if he's just been, in the culture of Dunwall too long, like, living in a cultured society to be able to adjust to Morley, which...
God, I hate him.
Like, Dunwall's not civilized, but okay.
Yeah, Dunwall's the worst.
Yeah. So, then you can... Galvani is not in his house. I don't know where he is, but he's not in his house, so you don't have to knock him out. You just have to steal the rat guts and leave.
Which I did. So you just take the rat guts and then get the fuck out, and presumably he's really pissed about his rat guts being gone.
Well, we also robbed his safe. So. So then you can go to the Dunwall Whiskey Distillery, and the first thing you can overhear is 2 guys talking about Dowd, and they say he's an odd bird.
I was wondering if you were going to get that bit. I fell off the pipe while I was trying to listen to them, and so then they all killed me.
Yes, I did get it. They talk about Dowd, and they're like, what, he's just not, like, you know, a gang boss? And the other guy's like, nah, he's an odd bird. He does rituals and, uses bone charms and he's been touched by the outsider. And, like, talks a little bit about, like, how, like, he can, like, disappear without a trace and slit a man's throat just by looking at him and a bunch of other shit. But, like, yeah, I got all the good down info there.
Yeah. It's like, hey, he can do all the weird shit that you can do. That's weird.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, so you can, like, get through the distillery. You can overhear two guys playing, cards, and one of them says he runs the still like a game of Nancy, which, like, what the fuck?
I guess, was he the one who won? So is he just being like, yeah, I run the still, like, so great, just like how I just beat you at this card game?
Is Nancy, like, I'm just presuming Nancy is the card game, but, like, is that a real card game?
I actually think it is. I don't know. I feel like I've heard of it before, but maybe I just heard it from this game before.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Why not? Maybe it's like a British thing.
Oh, maybe. I'd believe that.
It sounds British. Also, yeah. By the way, did you poison these people in your playthrough being nice?
I did.
You fucker.
I did poison them. Because
you motherfucker.
Yeah, Dishonored doesn't take into account side missions in, like, your chaos level, I guess, because there's a side mission, like, one or two in almost every single mission, which is just, like, a secondary objective, and a lot of them are not pleasant. Like, they're poisoning people or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, the one for Lady Boyle's Lost Party is bullshit. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but, like, the game does not care that I poisoned a bunch of people. I didn't outright murder them, so it's morally fine.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
So yeah, you can basically just sneak past a bunch of people to get into the distillery, and mm-hmm. you can get back through to where the elixir still is, and you can just throw the rat guts fucking in there.
And then you just leave. You just book it.
Yeah. Oh, and if you read the ledger on the table, you can find out who's going to get the next stash of elixir, and you can find out all the people you just consigned to have the plague.
Yeah, and they're all normal people. They are not gang members. They are not.
Yeah, like, you just killed a bunch of families, you fucker.
Like, they are just a bunch of people living their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Rip.
Also, so what I did forget to mention this, but one of the houses that you can sneak into is just, like, filled with 6 or 7, like, white corpse body bags.
Oh, and you can read. Sad.
It's so sad. You can read a note, like a diary on the table called, like, Mother's Journal. And she basically just, like, records the slow death by plague of all of her children until she dies. It's
yep, like, one by one.
Awful. Yeah, she's like, you know, father's gone, my child, the light of my life. And it's so sad.
Yep, love Dishonored.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad. And also, the body bags are, like, they're all white and wrapped up. And they all have bloody faces, because the first sign of the plague is, like blood pouring from the eyes is one of the symptoms, which is just freaky as shit.
Yeah. Here's the thing I think about a lot. How come Corvo, I guess it's because Corvo's chugging elixir all the time, but it's like, Corvo has wandered around near plague corpses and rats all the fucking time, and the fact that he never gets the plague is amazing to me.
That's true. I think, yeah. Also, you can get a bone charm where you can eat rats.
Just yeah, raw I have that one equipped because in high chaos there are way more rats, so it's useful.
Yeah. So yeah, in high chaos you get way more rats, and like, you can just eat them, and he's fine. But he does also chug a shit ton of elixir.
Yeah, also it's like the fact that you just basically eat them raw.
Yeah, you just like pick them up and eat them.
Like, yeah, you just pick them up and shove them into your maw. It's like, hey, buddy.
Like, what the fuck? You're not even going to cook that?
I love this game. It's such bullshit.
So yeah, so eventually you can get to the next area, which is like Holger Square.
Yeah, for the real mission, which you've been ignoring so far.
Yeah, for like straight up the real mission, this was all just like side quest stuff. We have given you like 40 minutes of side quest stuff. I did seriously just check Audacity, and it's solidly 40 minutes of side quest.
I know, yeah. I can see mine, like, ticking along.
Maybe, like, yeah, all of our episodes are just going to be so long. I'm sorry.
Dishonored just is a jam-packed game full of fun side quests that you're gonna have to listen to.
Yeah, but eventually you can go to Holger Square, which is, like, a straight-up next area, new loading screen. If you're being chased by, like, enemies, and you go through this door, they cannot follow you. Which I did get spotted, and I did have to run and get through this door.
So. I kept getting spotted, but then I just, like, stabbed people.
Yeah, like, there's, once someone sees you in Dishonored 1, there's no way to, like, knock them out unless you have a sleep dart.
That is the most annoying thing, because, in Dishonored 2, you can, like, if you knock them off balance by blocking their, like, strike, then you can knock them out. Dishonored 1, so no fucking dice.
Yeah, you're just fucked.
You have to run away, basically, if you don't want to kill them.
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually you show up in Holger Square, like, the first thing you see is, like, an overseer standing with his back to you, and he's taunting this guy who's, like, in restraints. He's, like, kneeling. It's, like, I guess... like, the stocks, basically, like, kneeling stocks.
Yeah, he's got, like, stocks.
Yeah, he's got manacles around his wrists and his neck.
Which, I guess, Holger Square just has those because the overseers suck.
Yeah, that makes sense. The guy in restraints is making a lot of jokes about the overseer's wife.
he's like, I miss your wife while I'm in here.
I just choked the overseer out, and the guy in restraints is just like, hey, Corvo, it's your boy, me, it's Martin, and I'm like,
it's me, Teague Martin, did you hear about me?
Yeah, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? But then the objective marker updates, it's like, save your ally, Martin, and you're like, fuck, right, yeah, this guy who I've forgotten about.
Yeah, because I've been so busy helping murder a bunch of people and stealing stuff from a nice doctor.
So yeah, Martin pretty much is like, first of all, your mask is ugly as shit, but if you help me out, I will give you some info, and, you know, I'm on your side. So I let him out. I have never not let him out, and I'm very curious, like, what happens if you don't let him out.
Me too, because I it's never occurred to me that was an option, although I guess you must be able to just leave him there.
You could probably just leave him there. Like, you could, like, there's a lever to the side. You could just leave.
That's, like, interesting, because he shows up later. Now I wish I did that, but I did not. I stood there for, like, 5 minutes, because he continues to, like, talk to you and try to get you to, like, open the, like, lever.
There's a lever really right funny. Next
to me if you want to let me out.
Yeah, and he's also like, you know, these cobblestones aren't that great to look at if you want to let me stand up. He's, like, a bunch of really funny lines.
Teague Martin should have been a stand-up comedian if he wasn't a horrible religious murderer instead.
Yeah, so I let him out, and he's like, great, bye.
Yeah, he just ollies the fuck out.
Yeah. Pretty much what the only thing he says is, like, Overseer Campbell has his notebook, which you already know, because you, like, that's the whole point. That's the reason you're here.
He's literally not helpful. He doesn't even tell you about the brand, right?
No. He does not. He literally just, like, I'll tell Samuel to pick you up in the backyard, and then he pieces out.
Thanks, asshole.
Yeah. So yeah, then you can continue to sneak around this, like, I guess I would really just say this is, like, a government building.
Yeah.
But ugly. Like Washington, D.C., but if everything was ugly.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's...
It's depressing.
It's just a building, I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah, and, like, the first thing you hear are two overseers talking about the Heretics brand.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I just choked these guys out and snuck around. I snuck through the sewers.
Yeah, I went through the waterway too to get in, because there's like, once you get there, it pulls up another one of those, like, play your way screens, and it's like, there's a lot of different ways to get in here, including the waterway, which is right in front of you.
It's the easiest one by far.
Yeah.
So pretty much you can sneak through the sewer, like, come up in the middle of the courtyard under some stairs, and then continue to sneak into, like, a basement pathway, which is, like, not technically part of the sewer, but not anything else.
It's just kind of there for convenient assassin missions, I guess, is what they put on the floor plans when they built it.
Yeah. So if you sneak through that, you can overhear two guys talking. If you get close, like, the, like, a little banner will pop up being, like, Campbell's secret room. And it's two guys who are standing in there, and you can listen through a grate and hear that they're looking for the black book. Campbell has.
And also, I thought that there was a way to get into the room from there, so I tried to blow it up with a grenade. No dice.
Nope.
Yeah, well, because there's other places in different games where you can blow up walls with whey oil tanks, so I was like, maybe it's like that. And also because I've never found this room before. That's not how you get in there.
No, it's not. The easiest way, I think, to get into the whole, like, actual overseer compound is just through the front door.
Yeah,
the guards just have your back to you.
When I'm through the front door.
Yeah, the guards just have your back to you. It's like, it's all fine. So you go in, there's, like, I guess I wouldn't say it's a ritual. I would maybe say it's like a sermon, where one overseer is just talking to a bunch of workers who are asking about like their neighbor or like their sister-in-law who likes to read and like other supposedly black magic stuff.
Yeah, other heretical stuff. I thought that these were all overseers, which I note because I just cast Bend Time, which is a power you can get that slows down time, and shot all of them. and then I felt kind of bad for that I shot all these non-overseer people.
No, I also thought they were overseers. But they are not overseers. Like, there's four of them, and they're just normal workmen.
Yep, and now they're dead, and I put their bodies in a corner. Sorry.
Yeah. I mostly just hung out on the shit, like, on the lighting in this area, because no one ever looks up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like went from I blinked up to the chandeliers and then to the top floor, which is the important floor. There's like nothing on the bottom floor.
Yeah, there's like weird statues and shit, but that's it.
They call it like the memorial room. Like on like if you go up the staircase, like every mission has like a little map so you can see where you're going, and it's like the memorial room or something. Stupid. It's got like trophies and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at the map, you can see that there is the chamber meeting room, which is where we're trying to actually go, because that's where Campbell and Kernow are going to have their poisonous drinks. There's also an interrogation room and an archive, both of which I went and checked out first, because I'm Snoopy.
Oh, I think I didn't go to the interrogation room, because I'm a fool.
It's fine. I got you. I went there.
Hey.
Yeah. But you, like, yeah, you get, like, a shit ton of hints about finding the Heretics brand, including if you go into the archive, you can find a whole book on it. And it pretty much, the book just says, like, the brand is reserved for overseers who've, committed heinous crimes against the Order, but they're not such big crimes that they can be killed for it. It's a face brand, and they specifically mention they rub a chemical compound into it to make sure it scars, and then, like, they're cast out forever, which is just fucked up.
Yep.
And the second you read that book, a little, like, secondary objective marker pops up that's like, find the brand! It's like, great.
Great. Yeah, in, like, every mission in this game, there's basically one non-lethal option, as long as you, like, find it.
Yeah, if you snoop around.
The brand is the one for this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you snoop around enough, you will always find a non-lethal option. Yeah, and this one I was perfectly content with, because I don't like Campbell, and he's shit, so
yeah,
I was like, fuck him. So I, like, snuck around the archive, which is, like, it's, you know, a nice little library, read some books. There's more on the scriptures, one of which is roving feet, which, like, I guess if you trespass and, like, walk on other people's lands, destruction follows them, and if your feet are strong, you won't be thrown into the void, which, what? These are, like, so weird. I've never, like, really paid attention to them before, because I've never cared, but, like, what the fuck? Like, if your feet are strong, you're gonna be okay in the afterlife?
There are a bunch of fucking weirdos.
They're so weird. You can also find, the lying tongue, which, like, makes way more sense. Like, if you spread lies, like, that's way worse than, like, I don't know, in my opinion, like, trespassing on a neighbor's land. It is really specifically that lies come back to us as the voice of the outsider.
Yeah, these guys really fucking hate the outsider.
They super hate the outsider. Yeah. I think the last one you can find, the last scripture book you can find, is one on wheat and flesh, which is basically like, don't be horny.
Yep.
That's literally, it's just like, don't be horny.
Which, we all know that fucking Campbell was doing real good at that, so.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
Ugh.
Yeah. So yeah, I snooped through the whole archive. You can also find one guy who's just, like, muttering to himself about trying to find Corvo, which is so funny, because it's like, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, I'm gonna knock you out now.
Yeah, and then, like, his whole list is just, like, a bunch of, like, unconfirmed sightings that people were like, yeah, I kind of saw someone who maybe looks like Corvo.
Oh, yeah, when I was coming here, I overheard a guy, like, a guard talking to his friend. He was like, hey, did I tell you about that time I almost found the guy? Or, like, I almost caught the guy who killed the Empress, and his friend is just like, shut the fuck up.
God, the conversations you can overhear are excellent.
They're really good. All the guards are having a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after this, I just went to the meeting room because I've played the game before and I knew what happens. But, so you go to the meeting room where there's, like, a glass of wine already set out. And there's four options here. They give you the option to switch the glasses to poison Campbell, to spill the drinks, to do nothing, or to mix the drinks and poison both of them.
That's what I did.
You poisoned both of them?
Sorry, Kurnow.
He was a decent guy.
I know, but I'm trying to be evil.
I spilled the drinks.
Yeah. See, I'm curious what happens when you do that, because last time I just swapped them.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I know that if you kill Campbell and you don't, like, sneak Jeff out of the building, he is blamed for killing Campbell, which is not the desired outcome.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I spilled the drinks and hid under the table.
Yep. There's, like, a very conveniently placed folding screen that you can hide behind. That's where I was.
Yeah, I just, like, straight up, like, under the table, which, like, you think people would notice a man, like, assumably a large man crouching under a table. But, nope. Mm-mm. So, yeah, they walk in, Campbell's like, the wine is spilled, and pretty much invites Jeff to his secret room for the good wine, aka to kill him.
Hey, that's all, you know, inviting people to, like, cellars for wine, often that's how it goes.
Okay. I don't think so, but I think you're going to get, like, the Cask of Amontillado, but...
Also, yeah, there's also another Cask of Amontillado joke for me to make later in this episode, so stay tuned.
I also know, so if you try and knock out or kill Campbell while Jeff is awake, he will try to kill you. He does not know who you are. He does not know you're trying to help him.
You are wearing a fucking terrifying mask, so you know what? I can't blame him.
No, I can't blame him at all. He's literally doing his job. Just like a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I had to do is, like, they walk out of the room. I knocked out Jeff very stealthily. Campbell keeps walking because I guess he does not notice at all that his bud is not with him. So you knock out Jeff, and you have to sneak him out of the building, back down to the street, and hide him in a dumpster, and then sneak back in. Which is so annoying. It's so much work. And I think the first time I played it, I just knocked him out, and I thought that was the end of it. And then he did not get saved, because I didn't sneak him out of the building. You'd think it would be fine. But
apparently if they find a random knocked out dude, they're just like, hey, this guy must have done the nearest murder.
Yeah. So yeah, I snuck him out of the building and then snuck back in.
That's dedication.
It is dedication. I'm committed to being a good person, except I did also poison those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, so Campbell will just keep walking, does not notice or care, I guess, that Jeff is not behind him. He will walk all the way down two flights of stairs to his secret room.
Which is behind a weirdo statue with a weird eye.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did not go explore the secret room before I did this. I just let him walk into it. But so he goes into a secret room. There's annoying opera music playing. I knocked him the fuck out. And then I stole all of his shit.
Yeah, which he's got money there. He's basically got a letter from the Golden Cat, which is a brothel.
A fancy brothel.
And, like, there's beds in there. And basically it's, like, obviously implying that he's been, like, seen, like, prostitutes there.
Yeah. It also mentions, or there's also the painting that we saw him getting painted 6 months ago, which is called The Isometry of High Overseer Thaddeus Campbell, which I don't know what the fuck that means, but that's how Sokolov names all of his fucking portraits.
Yeah, also it's super great that he's just, like, keeping his painting in his weird vault.
Yeah, I know. So what else can you find in here? You can find an audiograph, pretty much just says, like, he's talking to himself, like, at least visiting Lady Emily gives me time to inspect the facilities, which is an upside. Which, at this point, we don't know what he's talking about. I'm about to spoil it.
Yeah, well, and because it's kind of like, because if you also, if you find the note from the Golden Cat, it's kind of like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Like, yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Lady Emily's being kept at the Golden Cat brothel, and this guy likes to go get fucked, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah. You can also find a book on the Fugue Feast, which is, like, it's, like, several days outside of the calendar, which, like, to me, I would say it's, like, the days between Christmas and New Year's, which are basically fake.
Yeah, well, because it's, like, so the calendar, what is it? The calendar in this world, it's 13 months with 28 days each.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't totally line up, like, with the, I guess, the actual, like, literal planet calendar year. So it's, like, they basically, at the end of the year, they tack on extra days until it's, like, time to start the new year. And those days, people just go fucking crazy.
It's like The Purge, but sexier.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. It pretty much is, like, people abandon healthy practices. They wear face paint and masks. And then at the end of it, it's literally, like, nothing you do can be held against you. If you died, no one in your, like, none of your friends or your family can seek reparations. It, like, literally says, like, men and women return to their spouses and it's all fine.
Yep, so
if you practiced witchcraft, it's all fine.
Fugue Feast is great.
And at the end of it, the High Overseer, like, calls for a hymn of atonement and it's all good. You've been absolved. It's like being baptized.
Every year.
Every year you just get baptized for those, like, 4 days or whatever they are where you just had a really crazy sex time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how Catholicism works, I'm pretty sure.
That, like, sounds right. I'm not Catholic, I don't know.
Me either.
I'm trying to think.
But I think that's like, pretty much everything in his Campbell's fucking weirdo sex room, right?
I think so. That's the most fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can, like, steal some apples or some shit.
Yeah, you can eat his apples and his fruit. Some grapes.
Yeah, if you don't follow Campbell down there and instead you just poison everybody, you get a good sequence where, like, Campbell and Curnow are basically talking and Curnow keeps drinking his wine and is like, man, this is really strong. And the Campbell's just what are you, a lightweight? And then basically watches him choke and die. And is really smug about it, and then 5 seconds later, also chokes and dies. And you know what? It was kind of satisfying.
That's so funny!
And then there are some guards outside who you can hear, they work for Curnow, and you can hear them talking, and they're like, man, like, we should go in and, like, this meeting seems like it sucks, we should go in and, like, save him, and, like, tell him that there's something urgent going on. And
the other guard
is like, no, it's fine. And then, like, 5 seconds later, he's like, fuck it, I'm going in. And then they rush in, and it's annoying if you're still in there.
It is really annoying if you're still in there, because every time I get surprised by the fact that the guards come in, and I've never overheard their conversation talking about why they come in, which is just that they're nice.
Yeah, no, yeah, because they're like, oh, let's just get him away from this guy, which is, it's like, oh, they almost could have saved him.
Yeah, that's so sad, actually.
Yeah, it's a rough time in Dunwall.
Yeah. So for me, I knocked Campbell out, I picked him up, I carried him back up the 2 flights of stairs. Because I was strong as shit.
Yeah, Corvo's buff.
Yeah, he's ripped. Those 6 months in prison clearly did not do any harm to him.
Yeah, any harm to his, like, muscle mass or anything.
No. So yeah, I picked him up, took him upstairs, and I put him in the interrogation room chair. Where he's still knocked out. And if you go root around in the interrogation room, like, administrative area, where there's, like, a desk and stuff, you can find the Heretic's brand, which is the most important part. And then the most important part to me, which is an audiograph which narrates a previous interrogation of one of Dowd's men. Because they mentioned he had a whaling mask and tattooing on his face and chest that was, like, presumably superstitious heresy tattoos.
Oh, that's cool. I've never heard this because I've never actually done the Heretic's brand.
You always just kill him? Wow. Yeah, no, it's super interesting. And then they ask, like, oh, wait, what's wrong with his eyes? Is it opium? Which opium exists in this world, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then, like, it's the ending scene is this, the whaler, one of the Dowd's guy, poisons himself. He had, like, lethal poison hidden in his glove, and he just poisons himself to avoid this interrogation. Which,
aw, buddy.
That's loyalty, baby. Yeah, okay. Got off track there. I'm so sorry.
Did you got off track talking about Dowd? How could that possibly have happened?
I love him so much.
I know, he's pretty cool.
No, he's a dumbass. Yeah. So yeah, then you can just brand Campbell's face. It's awful. It's awful. And then you can just book it. You gotta fucking leave. It's time to go, baby.
Yeah, time to go, and if you're me, then spend an hour in the backyard, because there's, like, a weird amount of shit you can do back there.
I also spent an hour in the backyard.
There's so much stuff. And also, I just killed everyone, so I could just wander around freely.
So this is where... So there's... First of all, the backyard is filled with people. There's, like... I was playing on easy, because I was like, I don't need to make this harder on myself than I have to. And there's still, like... 8 or so overseers walking around, and each one of them has a wolf hound, which is exactly like what it sounds. It's a wolf hound.
Yeah.
And they're mean.
They mean.
They're so mean, and they want to kill you.
Yeah. The nice thing was that since I've been playing High Chaos and I've been mostly killing people, I had a lot of sleep darts, so I could just sleep dart the dogs and I didn't have to kill them.
I killed the dogs and it was sad.
Rip.
The dogs do not count towards your kill count.
Yeah, and there's like, no, you can't, like, choke out the dogs, which I guess makes sense, but I also kind of wish you could.
Yeah. So, yeah, I systematically knocked out almost every person, and I did a really bad job. One guy walked into his own tripwire and just killed himself by accident.
That's just Darwin's Law or whatever.
Yeah. And so then I just walked around this backyard, which the funnest part was, I think, the workshop.
Yeah, which...
It's pretty much like a workshop. There's a lot of notes written by High Artificer Bartholomew.
That guy was tried so hard.
Yeah, he wrote them all to this guy named Humphrey that was like, it was kind of sweet almost. It was all like, do this, if you keep it up and do a good job, you can be my apprentice.
Aww.
Yeah, which is, you know, sweet. And in this workshop, there's like a bunch of books talking about like, ancient natural music, which is such a weird as shit explanation, and I didn't really get it. I guess they're like natural musical ripples, like going through the world, like.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, in some ways, I think it kind of makes sense because, like, the void, like, all stuff from the void and like runes and stuff makes noise. Like, it always makes this weird hissing noise. So in my head, it's always just like, oh, the music boxes like counteract that somehow, and it fucks it up.
Yeah, maybe. No, it's like, it pretty much is just talking about, like, they have found a way to, like, harness this natural phenomenon and work, like, miracles and wonders without violating the natural world.
Specifically, so they're just cheating.
It's so cheating. Specifically, what this means for Corvo is that there's a funky music box called the Holger's Device, which pretty much renders, like, black magic completely inert.
Yeah, there's one sitting there, and I just, like, turned it on, because I automatically, like, fucked with everything that I see in this game, and then it immediately is like, you can't use your powers, and I was like, oh shit, and turned it right back off.
Yeah, it is, like, really awful, not pleasant music, it's very jangly and not harmonic.
It, like, makes you dizzy, it's bad.
It's not pleasant at all, it does make you dizzy. And a nearby note says, find some subjects to test it on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Next up, I went to the bunkhouse, which is like
The bunkhouse was my favorite part.
Yeah, this was a scene I'd never seen before. It's two overseers talking, and I was like looking at them through the keyhole, because Dishonored lets you peek through keyholes.
Yeah, oh, what did they say? I think I just killed them.
Oh, okay. So one of them mentions that he's been really tired, and there's been like blood in his spit, and then he says like, you know what you have to do. And his friend says, no, I will give you my share of elixir, which is, like, really sweet. And the first guy...
Oh, no, that's sad.
And then the first guy says, no, I don't want to bleed from my eyes. I'm asking you to do this because you've known me so long. Can you, will you do this? Direct quote, which is so sad. And the second guy says, yes, I will. I won't let you bring us down. He suddenly sounds like really sure about it. He was really upset like two sentences ago.
And then he's like, actually, I guess I'm fine with murder.
Yeah. I mean, they're all fine with murder. And then he says, turn your back, my friend. Recite the seven scriptures. I will make it fast. And the first guy says, thank you. And he's very like, thank you. Like, very grateful. So he turns around, starts reciting the scriptures. And the second guy just straight up murders him. Like, shoves a sword through his shoulder, like, presumably down his spine. It makes a disgusting noise.
God, see, man, and now I like, feel less bad for just immediately killing both of them.
Yeah, one of them was gonna be dead either way.
Yeah, so, sorry, bud.
Yeah, you can also find, what else can you find in the bunkhouse now that they're dead?
So that's where, like, there's, like, basically, like, the post, like, the mail that everyone got in, like, their little cubby holes, which everyone just leaves their mail out for anybody to grab, which is crazy, because there's very sensitive mail in there.
I didn't notice this at all. I didn't read any of this, I don't think.
Are you serious? Oh, they're so good. Okay, wait, I wrote most of them down.
Awesome.
There is one note that's basically, like, one guy writing, like, one overseer writing to another overseer that's, like, basically, like, they're, like, in, like, a secret relationship, and he's like, oh, like, I love you, like, I know we were discovered the other night, and you, like, said those horrible things about me, but I know it was just to, like, cast off suspicion, and, like, hopefully I can see you again soon.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's, like, kind of sweet and,
that
like,
is sad. So sensitive, like, don't put just, that like, in your mail!
I know, right? It's like, man, you clearly already had issues with this, because, like, the overseers are definitely not about that, so that's bad. And then there was, like, another note where it was, like, it references a thing that can happen later in this level, where it's basically one guy writing to another, where he's, like, hey, like, I saw this guy, like, trying to, like, pass on some information about your sister who's a witch, and I tried to stop him, but then he, like, threatened me, so I'm just trying to warn you, you and her should, like, run away and get out of town.
Oh.
So that was nice. I think there might have been more, but those are the two that I thought were interesting that I wrote down.
Okay. The only notes I found in the bunkhouse were a note written by Humphrey asking High Artificer Bartholomew to make him his apprentice formally.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You can find the sixth scripture about wanton flesh, aka don't be horny or you'll be sad.
Don't be horny, guys.
Which is, like, basically the guy, the gym coach in Mean Girls, who's like, do not get pregnant or you will die. Or do not have sex or you'll get pregnant and die. Which, I love that guy.
Yeah, it's good.
You can also find a copy of The Young Prince of Tivia.
Yeah, which, okay. It's clearly not doing great at the don't be horny thing.
Yep. And that's all I found in the bunkhouse. And then I went over to the mess hall.
Yeah, oh, did you do the thing where you, like, put the lever back on the door and open the door?
I did not. What's in there?
A dead guy!
I just snuck around the back.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah, you can just do that. But yeah, there's an overseer who basically, like, stole a bone charm and, like, became, like, weirdly, like, enraptured with it and is like, I'm gonna, like, barricade myself in and, like, fucking Casco Amontillado'd himself into this supply closet that had apparently been broken for, like, a year. So that guy's just been in there.
That's a great Casco Amontillado joke. That You're was excellently welcome. Done. How did you Thank find you. All that information about that guy?
There was a note.
I did not read this note. Okay, wow.
Yeah, there was just a note where he was, like, writing it down. He was like, I've taken this, and it's so beautiful, and I don't want them to take it away from me, so I'm going to hide in here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I don't know. Every time I've played this game before this, I've always just, like, zoomed right through the backyard because the wolfhound scared me. So I've never, like, discovered this, and it's actually really interesting to see that, like, the overseers as, like, on the lower levels, not, like, the high ones, like, are really just, like, normal people who care about each other, which I guess makes sense when a lot of them are, like, forcibly drafted.
Right, it's like, they didn't choose this life, they just got kidnapped, and if they didn't get to be overseers, they were killed. It's like, okay.
Yeah, which, like, it's kind of sad, because I just always assumed they were all evil, but now it's like, oh, fuck, like, a lot of them were, like, normal people, one of them is trying to warn this, like, his friend so he can save his sister, some of them were in love, and now I'm sad!
And it's so interesting, too, because it's like, I never did any of this before, because last time I played it, I just, like, ran through. It's, like, all of this is basically after you don't get to the backyard until you've, like, finished the rest of the level. So it's, like, all this stuff is just completely optional for you to, like, fuck around if you want, but you can also just immediately go find Samuel and leave.
Did you go to the kennels?
I did actually, because I was trying to figure out where the fuck the door to the secret room was, because since I didn't follow Campbell, I could not fucking find it. So I went to the kennels looking for it.
Is there anything important in the kennels? I never go in there because, again, the wolfhounds scare me. They're large. They do.
I know. So there's like an overseer in there who was like training a wolfhound and talking to it. I immediately killed him and knocked out the wolfhound. There's a note you can find where it's some people talking about, like, a stash that they left, under a bunch of dead wolfhounds, and they're, like, that are supposed to be incinerated, and they're, like, oh, like, we left our stash there we know that nobody will, like, fuck with it,
Yeah, because who the fuck would fuck with a bunch of dead wolfhound bodies?
Yeah, right, so you, like, find that note, you're, like, okay, and then go get it and, like, take all their stuff.
You're immediately gonna fuck with it.
Yeah, and I think, I can't remember if it was here or somewhere else, but it's, like, the note gives you, there's, like, a door code to get into the room where the wolfhounds are, and, I think this was this, and you, basically, they, instead of writing down the door code in the note, they're, like, hey, look to your scriptures, and they list, like, three of the scriptures, or three of the seven whatever things you're not supposed to do, and then you can look up in the note that you found, and look at what numbers those are, and use that as the code to get in.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. It's a good fun time.
It was a good fun time.
And there was also, what else was in the kettles? There was, like, this one wolfhound that was locked up in a cage, and there were a bunch of notes that were, like, hey, don't let, I think her name was Vicious or something. Or
That's Voracious. Adorable.
It was, like, don't let this wolfhound out, because she's sick, and she'll kill everybody. And basically the notes, like, heavily imply that if you, for example, wanted to just get rid of all the overseers on that level, you could just let the wolfhound out.
Which did you do?
I did on accident, and then I had awesome. To knock her out.
Direct action.
Direct action. I was trying to use a different lever to open a different cell that had people in it. I'm not gonna do a lot of questioning, and by people I mean corpses. I'm not gonna question why they just had some corpses down in the kennels. I would rather not think about it.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad you did in the kennels, because I did not.
Yeah, and there might have been other important stuff, but I didn't write any of it down, so it couldn't have been that important.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the only thing left in the backyard is the mess hall. Which is mostly not important, except for you can find a note about the safe combination in this room, which is addressed to Wyman, which is a name they reuse.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's addressed to Wyman. Which is, like, it's not a main character in Dishonored 2, but, like, an important character. And the note specifically says, don't leave this lying around, it's the safe code, and you have found the note definitely lying around, so.
They do that a lot, and I love it. There's, like, people who are like, hey, burn this note after you read it, and it's like, they clearly didn't burn the note because you're reading it.
It's so funny. I think that's the last thing, then you can climb down, like, a super long chain. Wait. Yeah?
No, so the note before about the guy who was trying to escape with his sister, if you go down, like, the side alley, you find him and his sister, and they're dead? Being, like, what?
Dead or alive?
So they're there, and you have to, like, sneak past and or get rid of this other overseer to get past them, but basically it's, like, there's the overseer with his sister, and then there's another overseer there, who's basically, like, talking to the guy with his sister, and is basically like the guy is trying to plead with him basically for his sister's life, and is like, hey, she didn't do anything wrong, like, she's just my sister, like, I can't let you do this. And the guy is like basically just like, no, she's a heretic, I have to kill her.
And if you
intervene, I had to do this twice, because the first time I went to try and kill the overseer that was like trying to kill the sister, but I killed the wrong one and I killed her brother instead.
Oh my god.
And she's immediately, she's like, oh no, I can't remember what his name is, but she's, no, like, how could this happen? And so I, like, was like, oh shit, and immediately reloaded, and, like, used Ben time, so it was easier to kill the right guy. But yeah, I just, like, went and saved them, and then they're like, oh, like, thank you so much for saving us, like, we can't give you anything else, but we'll give you the safe code to the safe, that's, like, somewhere else on the level. I don't know if it was the one in the mess hall or a different one. But yeah, so they you save them and they give you a save code and then they, like, run away.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad you saved them. I didn't even see them.
Yeah, they're dead in your game.
They're dead! I'm so sad!
I know. It's I love it when Dishonored does this stuff where it, like, gives you things that you can kind of, like, mess with, except unless you, it's really annoying if you haven't saved, like, right before them, because often it's not obvious, like, the right way to do the right thing to, like, save people.
Yeah. I probably would have just shot both of them.
Yeah.
With a sleep dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Alright, is that everything on this level? Because after this...
There we go, and now we're done.
Now you can climb down a super long chain to get to Samuel, who's like, hey, Corvo, it's Samuel.
It's so funny. He, like, because he starts talking to you while you're still, like, two stories above him. Yeah. It's actually super cute.
He also reintroduces himself, which is adorable.
He's like, hey, is it you up there? Like, yeah, it's me.
Who do you think? Yeah.
I love Samuel.
Samuel's great. And then Samuel says... Campbell lived a really posh life. Men of the faith shouldn't do that. And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Samuel, you're so right. And then you leave.
Honestly, put Samuel in charge.
He's so on it. He's right. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he's right. So then you leave and you get the screen that tells you, like, what your stats were.
And you killed how many people?
I killed 39 hostiles and 4 civilians.
Oh my god. That's a lot. You're gonna have such a bad ending.
I am aware. I'm so not looking forward to it. Oh, and when you get back to the Hound Pits pub, Callista comes and talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Callista, who asked you to save her uncle.
Oh,
what
no.
What did she say to you, Claire?
She said, thank you. I know you did this for good reasons. Here's a reward. Thank you so much. My uncle's a good man. He'll prove it to you someday. What did she say to you?
She wasn't, like, that, I mean, she was upset, but she wasn't, I, like, expected her to yell at me. She was basically like, my uncle is dead, oh, I know it, like, I know that, like, Campbell killed him, and then, like, said some other stuff, and, like, never at any point, I guess, because she doesn't know that I, poisoned him.
Yeah, I guess she must assume.
Allowed him to die.
I guess she must assume that you just, like, couldn't save him, that he was poisoned before you got there. Or that it was a choice between, like, saving, like, getting Lady Emily's location or saving him.
Yeah, it's rough. But yeah, so, yeah, and it's like, if you talk to her again, she just, like, starts talking about how her uncle was a good man.
That's sad.
Sorry.
Yeah, you fucked up there.
I did fuck up. But yeah, then you go talk to the loyalists and, like, give them the book that you stole from Campbell.
Yeah. I snuck around the pub first before I went and talked to them. You can listen to an audiograph, from Piero where he talks about his weird dreams and he mentions that he thinks Corvo has, like, brought the void with him and, like, strange things are happening.
Which is kind of true.
It is true. You can also hear Wallace and one of the maids, Cecilia, talking. Cecilia is being scolded for not knowing how to curtsy because she's never worked in a house with nobles.
She's so mean. And also, can I just mention, it's weird that women curtsy in a world where there are no skirts.
Yeah! That's true!
Like, because, like, even if you curtsy without a skirt, you still, like, make the motion as if you were wearing a skirt.
You're right! What the fuck does this mean?
Like, how would that, like, just, like, socially, how would that develop if you, like, this is a world where it didn't have skirts? Women should bow in dishonor. That's my hot take.
That is hot. You're right. It's, like, just another example of, like, they clearly did not think out this world building.
Yeah. I think the reason that women don't wear skirts is actually just because it was harder to model it.
Really? Is skirts harder to model than legs?
I don't know.
I'm not a video game designer.
I'm not a designer either. I guess, yeah, maybe because it meant they could reuse more models. I don't know. I also don't know Jack about anything.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Wallace specifically tells Cecilia she needs to learn so she can show Lord Pendleton the proper respect, and then mentions that soon Lady Emily, the most important person in the entire world, will soon be there, which, first of all, I don't know how they know this. I feel like the loyalists should be sneakier.
I think, well, yeah, I think the servants, like, are just eavesdropping on them all the time. Because, I bet because it's, like, Pendleton and people, I bet they, like, don't care if, like, the lower-class people hear them because they probably just, like, don't register them.
That's true, but this is also, I followed Wallace, who goes and hangs out in Lord Pendleton's room. If you talk to him, I thought he was, like a manservant in the pub. He's Lord Pendleton's specific manservant.
Yeah. Wallace came with Pendleton. He's, like, super loyal to Pendleton.
So, look, I'm sure Pendleton knows who he is.
Ugh.
Yeah, and Wallace is, like, awful. He complains, first of all, about the drafts, and then he complains that the Admiral isn't of noble blood. And then I killed him because he annoyed me.
Yeah, he's, like, a dick. And, like, later on, he's, like, talking shit about Lydia. Or, like, he's, like, Lydia the maid. He's, like, dunking on her. And she's, like, you can't fire me. I just found a bunch of mistakes you made. Fuck you.
Ah, that's so funny.
I love her. She's yeah. super mean, and I love her.
No, I killed Wallace because he annoyed me, and I got a game over screen. Yeah. It's just that the Loyalist consortium or, like, conspiracy has been dissolved.
Yeah, which this is what happens anytime you kill, like, a main character. It, like, gives you game over and is like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. You can also listen to Pendleton's audiograph memoir where he talks about how straight he is for Waverly.
Waverly, Waverly, Waverly. And then in the middle of the audiograph, he's like, also, she's a bitch.
Yeah, he's just like, she's beautiful, but a traitorous little weasel, just like all the Boyles. Which, okay.
God, Pendleton, all the Loyalists are bastards.
Yeah.
Pendleton's the worst.
Yeah, you can also find a letter in Pendleton's room to his cousin where he just talks about how stupid his brothers are.
Which might be relevant soon.
Yeah, very soon. You can also go to Havelock's room and read his journal entry 2, which basically just says, I'm right, rescuing Corvo was such a good idea. It was a smooth move.
Thanks, Havelock. I'm glad that you're proud of me.
Yeah. And then I also listened to Havelock's audiograph, which basically is like, Corvo did a great job. What a great assassin. He took care of Campbell. I was like, do you think Corvo's dangerous to us? Which, like, yeah, maybe.
Not at all. I don't think that's going to come up ever.
Yeah. This is, like, all stuff you're clearly supposed to find, like, at the beginning of the next mission, because they expect you to go talk to Havelock immediately and then go to bed, but I didn't.
Yeah, I found most of this at the beginning of the next mission.
I did not. So then I went and talked to Havelock and Pendleton. They're like, good job. And I was like,
also,
thanks.
You can hear fucking gunshots, because, first of all, in the whole conversation you have with Havelock after this, where they're, like, congratulating you, he, like, will occasionally pull out his gun and shoot the wall, like, some bottles across from him.
There's also, like, a dummy.
Before you go over there, you just hear gunshots as he's, like, doing that.
Yeah. So basically, he's like, we're toppling the Lord Regent. He no longer controls the religious faction. And Overseer Martin's gonna help us decode the journal. And then they're like, okay, go to bed.
Yeah, it's so funny how often they tell you to go to bed in this game.
It's
just the game being like, hey, if you want to progress, you should go to bed. But it's just like, they're just like, hey, you look like shit. Go the fuck to sleep, Corvo.
It's so funny, especially because it's daytime.
I know. Yeah, it's like...
It's actually like morning.
Because...
Your whole last mission.
Yeah, no, because you did High Overseer Campbell overnight. Because when you go there, it's night. And then on the boat ride back, it's dawn.
You just stayed up the whole night.
Corvo's just fucking nocturnal now.
That's so funny. But yeah, they tell you to go to bed, and I did, and that was the end of mission 2.
Hey.
We did it! We did not do it.
We did it, we did it. We murdered a religious leader. I murdered a religious leader.
I just branded a religious leader so he'd be thrown out of his religious faction for forever and left out on the streets.
Hey.
Oh man, we so did not keep that under an hour.
It's been an hour and a half.
That's fine.
Oh, there's so much shit in Dishonored.
Some of our later missions are definitely going to have to be 2 parts.
Yep. Good yeah. times.
All right. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby.
I already follow you on Twitter. That's me like, I'll follow you, but I do follow you on Twitter.
You do.
I do.
Where can people find you, Claire?
You can find me on Twitter at SurrealistTrees. You can also find the Let's Plays I do with my roommates at Bitches Get Glitches. We're on YouTube. And I think that's and it.
You can find the podcast at Drunken Whalers on Twitter, where I post Dishonored memes. You should go look at them.
Yeah. Oh, and our opening music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps. I'm assuming, I think that's how you would pronounce this. I will
that's
put a
what
link
it looks like to me.
In the description. It's a fun time.
Yep, it's a jaunty whale song.
It's a jaunty whale song. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think there is. I'm sure I won't remember anything that I've forgotten later. Yeah. All right. Did you finish your drink? I finished mine.
I have half an inch of cider left, which I will now drink.
I think, yeah, I've got like a couple centimeters left. Solid.
Yeah.
We did it.
All right. See you in the void, suckers.